When you say risk management, there's a lot of different things that you can mean in the world of agriculture. And we talk about that today with Davy Jones, who is the finance manager for the Apache Farmers Co-op. Apache now has four locations where they are now operating co-ops, not just in Apache, but also in Fort Cobb, Elgin, and Chickasha. And Davy basically works as finance manager in all four locations, but he's got some bigger ideas that Apache is trying to put together in the days to come. And we talked about that with him recently at his offices in Apache.
You're looking at a concept, and you're wanting to work with your members, your patrons here of your co-ops. You want to go back really past just being a finance manager. You're really looking at a comprehensive package of services that will help them manage a lot of different aspects of their business. Tell me about this overall concept.
Okay. Well, it's no secret that agriculture has changed in the past 40 years. And in a lot of ways, co-ops and other farm supply institutions have changed with the times. But I think in the financial area, we've probably not adapted nearly so quickly. I think there's a pretty big gap in the information and services that are needed and the information and services that are provided to the average ag producer out there. And so our goal is to come alongside our members in a partnership to say, you know, we know you're good at what you do. You can produce your crops. You can take care of getting the end product ready to go, but there's multiple risks out there, and we all know that those risks exist, but sometimes we don't do enough to identify them and prepare for them and to manage them. And so an overall risk management strategy that would include not only insurance, but also purchasing inputs, acquiring financing, having the end product marketed at prices that allow you to be profitable and stay in business. And it's pretty difficult to find the time to go to multiple sources to do each of those. So we're going to try to provide a comprehensive risk management service in one area or in one location so that you can share your goals, you can share the things you're concerned about and what you really want to accomplish with one person. And then that person takes the information he gathers and goes to each of these risks and comes up with some ideas on how to better manage them and keep you profitable, keep you in business, and moving in the direction that you want to go.
Why do you see a need for this?
Well, it's the last 10, 12 years have seen almost a tripling of the input costs required to produce beef cattle, to produce wheat, produce cotton. You look at fertilizer that cost nearly $1,000 a ton today that was $200 a ton 10 or 12 years ago. And as those costs have gone up, the risk has gone up. And so, the need to manage a risk when it's at a 300% increase is 300 times more important than it was just 10 or 12 years ago. And so, things that today would put you completely out of business 10 years ago might have just been an inconvenience. And we think that with the increased cost of production, the need for good risk management has gone up right along with it.
So where are you in trying to put this thing together?
Well, we're I would say, pretty much in the infancy stage in terms of really implementing anything. We've spent a couple of years kind of putting together the program that we want to present to our members. We've got the right kind of products, the right kind of tools, the right kind of companies. We have a pretty definite direction that we think that we need to try to help move our members towards. But in terms of actually going out and sitting down with our producers and going through the process, probably going to wait for wheat harvest to kind of wind down where people have a little bit of time, and then we'll begin to relate what we're wanting to do and see how they receive it. And we'll, a year from now, we'll know if we have a good plan right now, but we feel like we've taken the time to put it together right.
So give me a couple of examples of things that you might be able to help a farmer or rancher actually accomplish.
Okay, well, there's You know, there's as many different types of farm operations as there are people. And so to just pick a couple out of the air, one example would be the need to lock in certain input costs at the right time. For example, today, urea that's $800 to $850 a ton could have been bought just a couple of months ago for $500 to $550. You know, nobody really knew it was going to go up, but at some point we knew that we could buy it today for that amount. And if we had our wheat crop already marketed for $6 or $6.50 or $7 a bushel, then we would know if $6 wheat would justify $550 urea. And so if you take a little more time to lock in both your input cost and to get your end product marketed, then you have a little better idea of when you can jump on a value and say, this value will make me profitable, keep me in business. Another thing might be looking at optional ways of marketing. The hedging on the futures market for, say, cattle producers, where you've got to trade full load contracts. There are a lot of smaller producers that don't market in full load contracts. Well, there's a sister product to federal crop insurance called livestock risk protection. Not many people are even aware of it, but it's a pretty good product, especially for smaller producers. Functions a lot like buying put options on livestock, but you can do it for about any week during the year, and you can do it for any number of heads. So on a smaller level, that would be a really good option for some of our members and some of our producers in Oklahoma.
So, you know, as you think about the members that are out there today, they've got a lot on their plate. I guess this is one way to maybe tie together and allow them to look at a lot of things they need to be doing in one place.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail right on the head there. We're all busy. We've all got things that we need to be doing, and sometimes we're so busy doing what we think we've got to get done that we fail to do some of those things that we really should have spent some time getting accomplished. Mm-hmm. So our goal is going to be to become as familiar with each producer's operation as possible, to kind of get inside their head through a short period of questions and answers and information gathering and say, okay, here's what this guy does, is what this producer farms, or here's how many cattle he runs, and here's where he wants to go with it. And then we're going to gather a little information about what you've already done to try to be sure that happens. And then you can go back, work cattle, plow fields, swath hay, do whatever you need to be doing, and we'll put together some ideas of other things that you might want to do or different arrangements of how to manage those risks. And then we'll get back together, spend a little time, look at it, and if you see something that you think makes sense to you, then you know, you can take that and get it implemented elsewhere, or you can ask us to get those changes implemented for you, and then you go back to work, and we go back to work doing the things that you have a hard time finding time to work into your schedule.
I suspect you'll be hearing more about some of the ideas that Davy Jones and the folks at the Apache Farmers Co-op have in the days to come. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.